Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Friday, February 28th. This week, why a blowout Super Bowl game is tanking ad recall. Meta and X are caught approving AI-generated ads referencing hate crimes. YouTube's ditching interruptive ad mid-rolls. And Instagram has some major algorithm drama. Plus, is a Reels app in the works? I'm Steph Gunn, sitting in for Todd Maffin. All that ahead in our Friday wrap-up of the week in digital marketing. We start, as always, with the advertising news that broke this week. The blowout victory by the Philadelphia Eagles this year in this year's Super Bowl didn't just crush the competition, it also tanked ad recall. Data shows a drop in ad recall, with average unaided brand awareness declining from 10% last year to 8.5% this year. Attribution scores, or the ability to name a brand based on its ad, dropped even more. While some brands saw slight increases, others like Dunkin' took a major hit from 20% in 2024 to 9.5% this year. Several factors could be at play, but marketing expert Rick Miller pins the blame on the lopsided game, as a bad game can be bad for brands. Meta and X approved AI-generated ads referencing Nazi war crimes ahead of Germany's federal elections, according to new research from the nonprofit organization Echo. The ads called for the gassing of immigrants in concentration camps and the burning of synagogues. The watchdog submitted 10 extremist ads filled with hate speech to both platforms last week. Meta approved 5 within 12 hours. X approved all 10 ads immediately. A Meta spokesperson said the ads violated its policies and were disabled before publication, while X did not respond to requests for comment. No more mid-sentence ads. Starting May 12th, YouTube will reduce mid-roll ads deemed interruptive, shifting to more natural breakpoints like pauses or transitions. Creators can opt for automatic ad placements or continue manually selecting slots. However, the company warns that manual chosen interruptive ads may earn less revenue. YouTubers can use automatic ad slots, manual slots, or a combination of both. A new YouTube Studio tool will let users check if their mid-roll slots are deemed interruptive. It's unclear if manual choices could result in fewer ads being shown. And now for the updates with Google Ads this week. The company has notified local service ads advertisers that searchers can now book appointments or services directly through ads if a booking link is detected on their Google Business profile. This feature is enabled by default, and the businesses will be charged for bookings, just like how they are charged for calls and messages. To avoid charges, businesses have to disable the feature in the settings section of their profile and budget page. Google is also making changes to offline conversion quality in Smart and PMax campaigns with store goals. The platform now prioritizes locally engaged users on high local intent channels like search and maps. Google says this shift may reduce conversion volume but increase cost per conversion. And finally, Performance Max Campaigns has an option for new customers high value, letting advertisers differentiate between new customers and high value ones. By assigning higher conversion values to high value customers, Google Ads can adjust bids to focus on those with the highest revenue potential. To the world of social media now, we start off with TikTok. TikTok has officially hit the more than halfway mark to its 75-day U.S. extension, with no clear resolution in sight. But as the deadline looms, it seems it's business as usual for the platform. Advertisers are still going all in. CPG ad spend is up 10% since its return to the app stores. TikTok Shop's video ad revenue surged 290% from April 2024 to January 2025. And U.S. app downloads jumped 165%, though daily active users saw a slight dip. New initiatives are still rolling out, like automotive ads, and there are still more than 2,000 job openings in the U.S. However, the company is losing top execs, including the global head of music business development and the global head of content strategy. And heads up, TikTok is about to replace its creative center, including its creative marketplace, with its new TikTok One platform. As it makes the transition, it is now starting the process of sunsetting the creator marketplace platform. All your past campaigns will be available in your upgraded TikTok One account. March 1st, creator marketplace will stop allowing new campaigns and creator applications. And April 1st, creator marketplace will redirect to TikTok One and will no longer be functional. Current marketplace users can upgrade by logging into the app and following the in-stream notifications. This will be mandatory by April. Now over to Meta. Instagram head Adam Mosseri explained how the algorithm measures watch time. It's not just about finishing a video. The total watch time matters too. Instagram looks at both the percentage of the video watched and the total seconds spent viewing. For instance, 10 seconds of a 1 minute video counts the same as 10 seconds of a 10 second long video, meaning longer videos aren't penalized. Both the percentage of the video watched and the total time spent viewing contribute to ranking. And a glitch in Instagram Reels had the algorithm pushing a never-ending stream of disturbing content, including animal abuse, murders, dead bodies, and other gore, Meta confirmed. Most, but not all, of these videos were behind a sensitive content warning requiring users to click See Reel to view them. Meta apologized for the mistake and said the issue is now resolved. The company also said the problem is unrelated to its recent move to loosen some content moderation rules. Instagram may be considering a standalone Reels app, according to the information. Platform head Adam Mosseri shared the idea with staff this week. A separate app would be a more direct replica of TikTok, featuring a full-screen scrolling feed of short-form videos. With Reels now extending to 3 minutes, the range of content could warrant its own platform. And Meta is also planning to launch a standalone app for its AI chatbot. The company is also eyeing a paid subscription model. As for other social updates, YouTube has updated its Replace Song feature with music recommendations, helping brands and creators replace copyrighted audio with licensed tracks. The update offers 10 relevant track options to replace infringing audio. LinkedIn is testing a new feed filter that lets users switch to viewing updates only from their first-degree connections. The test provides two tabs, one, all, your current LinkedIn feed, which remains the default, and two, one that's called My Network, showing updates only from connections and followed pages. LinkedIn is also rolling out comment impression counts, letting users see how many times their comments are viewed. A comment impression is counted each time someone views your comment, including repeat views and even your own. So yes, you can technically inflate your numbers by just reviewing your own comment.
Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
To search marketing now. Chegg, an edtech company, is suing Google over its AI overviews, arguing the AIOs are stealing traffic that once went to their site, leading to lower acquisitions, revenue, and job cuts. The suit makes three main arguments. One, reciprocal dealing. Google forces companies like Chegg to supply proprietary content to be included in search results. 2, monopoly maintenance. Google unfairly exercises its search dominance and other anti-competitive conduct to push out rivals. And 3, unjust enrichment. Google is reaping the financial benefits of Chegg's content without having to spend a dime. Google, meanwhile, is making it easier to scrub personal information from search with updates to its results about you tool. A remove this result option in the three-dot menu lets users request removal and see what information is eligible for deletion. And SEO chatter about Google search ranking volatility is on the rise, though third-party tracking tools seem relatively calm, which could be a sign of an upcoming ranking update. Now over to the world of commerce. Walmart's ad business grew 30% globally in Q4, with Walmart Connect rising 25% in the U.S., bringing it to $4.5 billion for the year, a 27% year-over-year increase. Despite this growth, it remains a small portion of the retailer's total revenue of $681 billion, which rose 5% year-over-year. Dubbed eBay meets Twitch, live shopping platform Whatnot is positioning itself as a new home for TikTok live streamers amid its uncertainty in the US. After TikTok briefly went offline in January, Whatnot ran full-page print ads saying, "No matter what happens, we're here for you," resulting in a surge of new seller applications. And if you didn't have many customers today, this could be why. A national U.S. boycott or economic blackout is underway, urging Americans to refrain from shopping for 24 hours. Spearheaded by the People's Union USA, the boycott protests the rollback of DEI initiatives at companies like Target. It also aligns with the protests against President Trump's plans to cut the government workforce and recent mass firings at federal agencies. While the boycott is trending on social media and gaining international support, its real impact on retail sales and profits remain to be seen. Now for some new product updates. Microsoft is testing a free ad-supported version of its Office suite. The free version of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint has fewer features, like missing tools and restricted access. Ads appear in a banner on the right and will include video ads, which are muted, thankfully. Microsoft confirmed this is a limited test and it has no current plans to launch a free version of its desktop apps. Adobe released a new Photoshop app this week that brings a lot of its desktop-level design, editing, and generative AI tools to your phone. It also syncs with Photoshop on the web, so you can work on projects across devices. It's available now on iPhone, with Android coming later this year. And finally, should you kill your brand mascot? While the deaths of Duo the Owl and Mr. Peanut got attention, they could also be a customer turnoff. Duolingo's stunt saw engagement across platforms increase 350%, with a 50% engagement rate on the Instagram announcement alone. But not everyone was a fan. Before yeeting your mascot to the afterlife, Marketing Brew highlights what brands need to consider. First, know your audience. Death is a sensitive topic. Make sure it fits your brand's personality and resonates with your audience. Second, don't push it too far. Replicating the stunt is risky, so know your limits. And finally, make it meaningful. Duolingo's revival kept audiences engaged, but dragging things out too long can backfire. While we are on the topic of death, my dog had an entire bird foot in his mouth last night. So I have a pug, his name is Cheeseburger, he is one. I also have a one-year-old. So the two of them are always chewing on each other's toys. So last night he's in his bed and he's chewing on something and I just thought it was one of my daughter's toys. So I grabbed it from his mouth and to my absolute horror, it was a full-on bird claw. I screamed and I threw it on the ground and then he ate the entire thing, like went after it and swallowed the whole thing whole. I'm just glad that my toddler wasn't chewing on it. Those were the top digital marketing stories over the last 5 days. You'd have gotten all of this news earlier if you were signed up to our email newsletter, which comes out every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern and is completely free. You can sign up at todayindigital.com/newsletter. You can follow us on social media. We're on Blue Sky, Mastodon, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, and more. Just go to todayindigital.com/social, or you can tap the link in the show notes. I'm Steph Gunn. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.